James Day.
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Day. This is Detective Bridges with the Overland Park Police Department.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I received a message from our district attorney that you had called, and you may have some information pertaining to Fraser Cross.
Right.
And I wanted to just have a minute to talk with you. Is this a good time, or?
Yeah, this is just fine.
Okay. You mentioned in your message that you were in the military together.
That is correct.
And can you give me a little bit of background as far as how you were involved with him during that time?
Sure. We were in Vietnam together. This would be 1969. I was there from late 68 to July of 70, so I'm not sure about when, because that's just not something you keep track of.
Right.
But somewhere in that time period. Anyway, Fraser was a sergeant first class at the time. That's a senior NCO. I was a junior NCO, you know. So ordinarily we don't hang around together.
Okay.
But for some reason he liked me, and I think it's because I came from rural Florida, and I had a southern accent, much more than I have now.
Okay.
And so he was always trying to recruit me to re-enlist, because, in his words,
hello? I think I lost you. Can you hear me? I'm sorry, can you hear me? Hello, Mr. Day. Sorry, we must have had some kind of weird connection there.
Yeah, well, I'm on my cell phone, and sometimes, you know, I guess I'm not close enough to a tower.
Would you prefer me call you on another number?
No.
That's okay?
No.
All right.
Yeah.
So I lost you at he wanted you to re-enlist.
Okay. So what he kept telling me was, you know, we need young guys like you to re-enlist because the niggers are taking over this army.
Okay.
You know, and he was pretty persistent with that.
Uh-huh.
And then there's one incident that sort of sums him up, and there was another sergeant first class, a black man named Speller, and one night Miller sucker punched him and knocked him out. And that's all he could talk about for months was how he knocked out that nigger Speller.
Okay.
You know.
Right.
So that's my experience with Fraser Miller, and I'm not sure whether that would be of any help or not. But you know, I'm certainly willing if they want to do some background, testimony.
Okay, and then. One of the questions that I had is, did he express, like, his views on, you know, anything other than what you've just explained? When you were in the military, did he talk about any of his personal beliefs or...
Well, you know, he was always talking about white power and that sort of stuff. You know, but the things that stand out the most are those two things that I just told you.
Okay. Did he ever talk about any kind of violence back then?
Well, other than the fact that he sucker punched a guy for no reason, no, not really.
Okay.
That I remember. I'm sure he did, but like I said, he was a senior NCO and I was a junior NCO, and his whole purpose in talking to me was to get me to stay in the Army so us white guys would outnumber the black guys.
And where were you all at when these kinds of conversations were happening? Were you overseas?
Yes, we were in Vietnam.
You were, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, is there anything else that you think I should know as far as, you know, him being in the military during that time frame?
Well, I just heard a rumor that he was kicked out of the Army eventually on some sort of psychological deal, so.
Okay, is that something that you knew at the time, or you...
No. No, this was later.
Okay. All right.
But just soon as the news hit, I knew exactly who it was, you know.
Mm-hmm. You recognize the name?
Oh, absolutely. And the personality.
All right. Well, Mr. Day, can I just get some information from you? So I'm going to have to write a report about the information that you told me, and I just, you know, if they needed to contact you later, just want to have all that available.
Sure.
Okay, so your first name is James, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And
that is correct.
And your middle name, sir?
Mitchell.
And your last name, D-A-Y, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And are you white, black, Asian, Hispanic?
I am Caucasian.
Okay. And your date of birth, sir?
6/13/49.
And an address?
699. Sterling Drive, and that's in Eugene, Oregon, 97404.
And Sterling is a Sterling?
Yep, just like the silver.
All right. How's the weather out there in Oregon right now?
Well, it's really funny because I just checked last night for the weather in Dallas, Texas, because we're going to go to the national championship game.
Uh-huh.
And there is no difference in the weather, you know. We're about high 40s during the day, and you know. But we live in the temperate part of the state. We live close to the ocean, so it really never gets very cold here.
Yeah, I know. I actually used to live in Portland, Oregon, so I know all about that. Now I live in Kansas, but yeah, I kind of miss Oregon. It's a beautiful country.
Well, I retired from Waddell and Reitz, and I know all about your part of the world, too.
Yeah, they're right out here in Overland Park.
Yep.
All right. Do you have a home phone number, sir?
Well, we have just moved, and it's not hooked up yet, so the cell is the best.
Okay. And do you have a piece of paper or anything you can write down my name and number just in case you needed to contact me for any reason?
I'm looking for the paper now, so. Okay, here we go.
All right. My name is Lori Bridges. It's L-A-U-R-I-E. And last name, B-R-I-D-G-E-S. And I'm a detective with Overland Park, Kansas Police. And my phone number is 913-344-8718.
Okay.
Well, if you think of anything that, you know, I didn't ask you or just anything at all, just give me a call back, okay?
I will, you know. I mean, it's too bad there's people like that in this world, but you know, there are, and you deal with them every day.
Yes, unfortunately, everybody has different views, and we don't always agree, that's for sure.
Yeah, but most of us don't go out and shoot the other guy.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Day, I appreciate your time, and hopefully, you know, you won't have to hear from me again, but I have your information, and give me a call if you need anything.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Detective.
Bye-bye.
Bye.